Oh, boy. Our final reader is Phil Hall tonight. There's very little, I think, that's left to say about the last 18 months in Phil Hall's writing career. Surely he had one of the all-time great years that Canadian poetry has ever seen. But there's something about that narrative that focuses on these large-scale awards that I think has a tendency to obscure Phil's lifelong commitment to poetry, to the small press, and to community. His first book was published in 1973, I believe. We're standing here today almost four decades later, and from my experience working on this book, he seems as excited as ever, if not more so, about the possibilities of poetry. I had a really privileged window during this book into Phil's editing process, and I'm not sure that I've ever seen a more careful or considered approach. He cares deeply, and that care informs a wonderful quality and exploration of these poems. Since 1973, all plaudits aside, Phil has shown his love and support for the small press in Canada. He's published with Brick, Black Moss, Blue Ointment, Peddler, Book Thug. Closer to home, he's published with all the cool people, Angel House, Above Ground, Apartment 9. So many aid presses in Ottawa. I don't know what's in the water. Yeah. He's a writer in residence this year at Queen's, where he's curating a series of broadsides through Above Ground. My point is that I think Phil gets it. His writing life is an ongoing testament to both individual work and development, but also to the small press world that makes up the exciting, fertile core of our national community. It's a great joy in my life to have worked with Phil on this book, A Rural Pen. His spirit of kindness and generosity is one that I aspire to. I haven't said a word about the book yet, and I don't think I will. I think I'm just going to invite Phil up to read. It's a real privilege.
Now I lay me down to unlock rhythm in the gizzard brain. Well, I wanted to talk to you about some things today. Now I lay me down. It's a nice way to start with a prayer. The gizzard brain, well, the gizzard brain's as if sound had a mind of its own. Sometimes inside a poem, it seems like it does. So that's a hope. And having a rural pen means that I can't even write the word gizzard without remembering my Uncle Elmer and his wife, who this time of year, for turkey, ate the gizzards because they could get them free from the butcher. Disgusting things. Lee Junkin Burgess Knox. Lee Junkin Burgess Knox. An unabashed pat on the head for remembering in right order the names and the music of my first teachers. Lee Junkin Burgess Knox. One room school teachers, each row a grade. Poetry, plainly, this little yet. Inch cadenza. Not people, but sound. Irony, none. Finger pop it. Irony, none is important. I think that we are increasingly invited to have an urban pen and to have come out of it irony. It's not so much honesty I seek as that lack of irony, so that sincerity, even when I'm lying, would be generous. Unsure how to be worthy of song? Go ipsu, anhem, epil, epswa, babel, perter, onak, nitu. egac italati tonus, which is little parts of words, like speaking in tongues. In other words, if you want to be worthy of song, go like that. Or just be in awe of everything and go, oh. Called an asshole, she stood in the crowd. Called a hero, she stood in the crowd. It was the same crowd. At least I haven't been long listed for the hiding prize, she said. Last night in my dream, I climbed the bare tree of language. From its top, I could see we were on an island, Oak Leaf Island. We had been abandoned there by politicians. They didn't want to be public servants anymore. They didn't want us to care about little words like lop or weed. The island was strewn with garden words. I saw how our job now was to climb down and gather those handwritten words and put them back on the tree. For years, we worked at this together. Old verbs and nouns were fibrillating at new maroon twig ends again. Then one day, we felt the island move. The tree of language was revealed as the mast of a ship. We, its riggers, R-I-G-G-E-R-S, its riggers, R-I-G-O-U-R-S, our words bellying forth as one crazy quilt, map, and sail. First light, loamish. Someone's knocking at the door. Is it someone here to do us harm? No. It's three brave angels. Admit them, admit them. First light, loamish. Pies the pantry windows cross and enters. Not yet square, not yet aloof. Daddle, daddle. The dipper in the water pail. Ain't, ain't. Can't make me. The bare bum on the chair. Hocus a kindling pulled here by a fro. Little bits of things to talk about. The night I shouted, splurge boys, three times, and then enacted it. But by 40, I slumped and began to type, 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 as if taking up taxidermy. Ballon. Such a lovely word, ballon. I shellacked its mouth open. There were wolves howling in the woods last night. What is rarer and rarer is an untapped common. When it was coming dawn out, enough gray-blue, the lake gray-blue, I looked out to see the thermometer. There were riot police around the cabin, leaning hard against the logs, staring straight ahead, locked eyes on point with the new chinking. I tapped on the window, but they didn't acknowledge. They aren't supposed to, I guess. The weather continues, and I am the same age I've always been. I'm trying not to talk about the weather or my age. For instance, I didn't know hallowed or hollowed was a choice. By example, I was told something different. Victims convinced of their own goodness and up to despicable distractions, those were my people. So I chose hollowed by scar when I could have had hallowed, which is my initial H, plus allowed. Now I've changed my mind. I allow that a hole is an echo, not an ache. Bless me 26 times that I may be finally thinged, hinged to a township crossroad. And I even have requests. So I'll finish with those two. What I mean about sound having a mind of its own inside the poems, you'll see that most of these are titled after places near here, like Tweed and Greenbush and Punamalee, Poompa and Plevna, just because I like the sounds of them. Have nothing to do with those places. I am away up side roads into another attempt at local song. Have begun to see how to possibly fix again an obscure entry or warped fragment. The pen's pulse taken at word, crossings out, circles with arrows, crossed out arrows. I am lost, my only anchor, dither. Dither as dubious power. I have sold my children to the zero and the one, and complete sets of my book house to the fox, to Fox, to Captain Fox. I drink only Adam's ale, have no one to read to but yellow jackets. When I sit still, when I try to be clear and silent, I go and. My ear to some hive, listening to flight thicken. And this is fire number 178, which is our number. And I would say thank you to apartment 9 and to Cameron and all of you, because I think the health and the hope of our literature is entrusted and thriving at the level of the small press like this. For once upon, for once open, opening. Again to ask the obvious, it is early, so let me. How can the world be like this? How can the world be like it is? How can this world be is? How can said world be? How be, I ask you. I go to the bathroom, flush and wash my hands. Maybe I wet my hair or put in a load of laundry. I can hear the tub filling. I make coffee and sit here with it, tepid, as I wield my pen. Gray dawn in the yellowing elm. Rain begins, hear it. Punk alum leaves, eye-shaped, hear them. This it is all water. This is how be. This be how be. Toilet, washer, thud, taps, coffee, rain, ink, aware. A few vitals and these complicated tributaries. Oxygen, hydrogen, carbon. Vitalibutaries. How can the next choice word be liked? There are days I barely notice I am here, and days I don't notice anything is here but me, those hells. My laboratory, the moment, is accordion-shaped, cluttered, sopping, and not eternal. Thank
you. Thank you so much, Phil. Can we clap one more time for Phil? So we're done here now for the afternoon, but you don't have to be done with poetry yet. Plan 99 is at 5 o'clock at the Manx. It's Carrie Tone and Stuart Cole. Yeah. And then if you're headed to Perth, Christine McNair and Sandra Ridley are reading at a bookstore's name. I can't remember.
Backbeat.
But that's us for today. Thank you. What's that?
And Sarah Tsang.
Oh, okay. And Sarah Tsang. At 7? 7-ish. Thank you, everyone, for being here. Thank you, Nadia and Raw Sugar. Thank you, Claudia, Rachel, and Phil. Books are on the table. We'll see you next summer with more books.